Well, call this meeting to order. Tonight is January 10th, 2024, and we're going to start with our organizational meeting. It's a new month, new year. I gave everyone a list of my appointments at the end of the year meeting, which was December 27th, so everyone's had a chance to look at those. I'll go through the list really quickly, so in case anyone has any questions. 2024 supervisors' appointments: Deputy Supervisor Ron Beach, Clerk to the Supervisor Jeffrey Dingman, Budget Officer Anthony Lucetti, Sewer Rep Phil Johnson, Sanitary Inspector Philip Green, Fire Wardens Teddy Lane, Scott Lane, Walter Ruska, Register of Vital Statistics Barbara Bollier, Oil Officer Barbara Bollier, Deputy Register Alvina Board, Deputy Town Clerk Alvina Board, Court Clerk Wendy Leach, Court Clerk Mary Ann Dodge, Secretary of the Planning Board Jeffrey Dingman, Secretary of the Zoning Board of Appeals Jeffrey Dingman, Planning Board Chairman Victor Costanza, Planning Board Vice Chair Dave Fusillo, Zoning Board of Appeals Chair Joanne Beach, Assistant Zoning Board of Appeals Chair Joanne Mamone, Board of Assessment and Review Al Barbado, Town Park Caretaker Mike Keith, Historian Jeannie Finster, Deputy Historian Suzette Vivian, Attorney for the Town Mark Wobler, Codes Officer Phil Green, Health Officer Joe Scalise, Animal Control Officer Dan Tripoli, Solid Waste William Connors, Assessor George Haskell, IT Support Jeffrey Dingman, Deputy Highway Superintendent Chris Christensen, Bookkeeper Barbara Bollier, CPA Firm Peters and Associates from New Hartford, an official town newspaper, the Times Telegram, official town bank, M&T. So does anyone have any questions about the appointment?
It's actually Ron Beach.
Ron Beach, what do we call him?
Joanne Beach.
Oh, Joanne Beach. I like Joanne.
We know what's on his mind now.
Does anyone have any questions on the appointments or anything
like that? Can you hear me? Okay. If not, motion to approve the appointments as presented. Motion by Sesney, second by Kane. Clerk call the roll.
Leano.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney.
Aye.
Lucetti.
Aye. We will close our organizational meeting. We'll now open our regular meeting. I'll ask everyone to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to start off by having approval of the minutes from December 13th, that was our last regular board meeting, and December 27th, that was our end of the year meeting where we signed the fire contract. Has everyone had a chance to look that over? If so, is there a motion to approve? Motion by Giuliano, is there a second? Second by Sesney, clerk call the roll.
Giuliano.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney.
Aye.
Lucetti.
Aye. We didn't hear anything back from the Stephen Swan Humane Society, did we, Barb? Pay bills, has everyone had a chance to look at the bills?
Yes.
Any questions on any of them?
I have one.
Yes.
On the bill for Tioga, there was $37,000 that we paid, and then there was another number of The first one was it didn't jive the 37 that we paid before. At least it wasn't clear.
Yeah, we got it on the agenda later on.
I got it right here. I had that we paid them, what was it? What did I tell you, Phil? $39,000 or whatever it was?
Yeah.
I had a copy of the check, and you said it was 37.
Yes, we did pay them $37,000.
We paid them 37.
The total portion of our bill was $98,601.59. We obviously had discussed with the town of Frankfort about
splitting
everything. They had a bill for $40,338.61. They paid that. So $61,601.59 is still owed. If you divided that by the two towns, we would still owe $32,470.
Are they wrong?
I did talk to Lori, who's the secretary for the highway superintendent today, and she did say that, you know, they had paid their portion. She wasn't sure if we had agreed that we were gonna both pay the full amounts off and then they reimburse us, or, you know, vice versa. So I wasn't really sure how to say I'm the town supervisor.
Yeah, the bill, I'm pretty sure the bill has to be paid. I talked to Stucci, the grant writer, and, you know, he at one time thought maybe it could go toward the grant, but they set up a deadline. I think anything before September 17th has to be paid, and I think our work was done before then. So, how much are we responsible for, Phil?
Well, it's $61,601.59 is still owed.
Okay. So what's our share?
If you divided that.
Yep.
Are you sure they're gonna pay half though?
They has, you know.
That was the agreement.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will say this, we had discussed this. I thought it was a September meeting because I talked to Phil about it before the meeting. He said we discussed it at the October meeting, but we had agreed to pay that. I don't even understand why it wasn't paid in full back then, because we had agreed to, that he was gonna, I think where the difficulty came is that he had agreed to pay about 37 out of the Highland. We were supposed to pick up the rest out of general, and that's the only difficulty we got on this whole thing. But I mean, we had a, I very clearly remember that we had agreed to pay that.
Well, yes, and that's true. What happened was, in the beginning, Phil was quoted that total repairs would come to about, what, 39,000, 40,000? And CSX got involved, and they wanted their flagger there. By the time things were all,
that's for the 39, yeah.
By the time things were all said and done, the $39,000 bill became close to $100,000.
Correct.
But we've had two meetings here at the office building with the town of Frankfurt, and we've had a gentleman's agreement with them to split it 50-50.
Okay.
So, I want to know, how much does the town of Schuyler owe right now?
I guess that would depend on.
Do we have a number yet, Phil?
Well,
no?
We're still owed is $61,601.59.
I know.
Okay. The total for the two projects combined is $138,941. If you split that, it would be $69,470.10 apiece. So.
And we've paid 37.
We already paid 37, so we would still owe $32,470.10.
Okay, 32,470.10. What did Frankfurt say today? Were they in agreement with those numbers?
Well, at least Lori did, yes.
Okay.
That was, you know.
And who's Lori?
She's the secretary for that.
Okay. Okay.
And they had my superintendent.
Okay.
And also,
you're not going to want a secretary, are you, Phil?
I think we had also agreed that somehow we were going to, and like I said, it's kind of a little bit screwed up because we really should have taken care of this in 23, but I mean, we can't take any more. He gave all he could from his budget, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to grab it from general or grab it from somewhere.
Phil, on the closing financial documents for 2023, I see that there was a little money left under highway. I think it was under, hold on, I'm on page 5 of the financial statement.
Yep.
Hospital and medical insurance, I hate to go into that, but we had budgeted $153,000 and we had only used $118,000 by the end of the year. Is there any way we could take the money out of that? I mean, we'll start, because we've already started.
Do that, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And like I said, we're quite a bit under on our, you know,
yeah,
on,
yes. No, you do a great job budgeting. You do very
so,
well.
Yeah, if that's all you can do, I
need the number. DNA 1.
Okay, hold on, brother.
9060.9?
Hold on, I only got one good eye. Wait a minute.
9060.8.
Yep.
Okay. And it's going to be 32,000?
$32,470.10.
Had that money been encumbered from 23 over to 24?
The report hasn't been closed out yet as of noon today, so we can do it.
Okay.
Okay, I need one more signature on this.
Okay. But I'm on the other hand, is people in Frank's gonna honor the agreement.
Well, if they don't, we'll deal with that next month, right?
Well, if they don't, let me know, because I'll call the past supervisor up. I'm very good friends with him, and he will, you know.
Because, I mean, they have been waiting quite a long time to pull you.
Yes, yes. And the thing, and I don't want hard feelings with Tioga Construction, because we have good standing with them, and when we call, they answer our call, and they jump. So we want to make sure we're good.
And this is the Tioga.
Actually, let me read that figure. That's not correct.
No, Barb, that figure's not correct.
If 61...
It's not?
601. It's too low.
Use an Amish map, I mean.
Half of what is still owed would be $30,880.
$880. You got that, Barb? $30,000?
$30,880. Got it.
And how much is left in that fund that you just spoke about? How much was allocated, and how much was spent?
$33,000 and change.
So we, in other words, I mean, this is before we take the money out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is everybody okay? Does everybody understand what we're doing?
Yeah. And I think, Bill, you better get right together with Frankfurt and make sure they're gonna pay it, right?
Yeah, I'll call them again tomorrow.
Maybe we should have a meeting with them just to recap everything that was done. We'll call it a wrap-up meeting, and just so we all know everybody.
Actually, and I would like to comment about Frankfurt. I thought they were, always have been a great partner with us on the things that we've done together, you know.
Yes.
Real amenable to working with us.
Sure, sure. Okay, very good. Other than that, Bill, Joe, were there any other bills you had a question on? Does anyone else have any questions on the bills? They keep coming. Okay. Motion to approve, the motion by Kane. Is there a second? By Giuliano. Clerk, call the roll.
Giuliano.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Sassenach. Aye. Lucente.
Aye. Assessors report, George Haskell. George, anything to report?
Yeah, we're just taking care of screwed up tax bills. There seems to be a big delay with the county taking any name changes for sales anytime after October. So if they don't, I can't change it unless I get it. But working with Barb, we're getting things done. Plus, I'll be starting going out assessing for 24.
Are you gonna send us things like for farm stuff and all that mailing out to us?
Every year.
Okay.
Does anyone on the board have any questions for the assessor? Does anyone have any questions for? You're okay, George.
Yeah, I do now.
You're good. You're good. You made it. Codes Officer Phil Green. Phil, public safety meeting. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We had a meeting on January 25th at 6 o'clock here at the town hall to see if we can rectify one property issue. And today I sent out another letter for a different property and get the ball rolling on that and decide where we're gonna go, either the court or the property maintenance court.
Very good. Anyone have any questions for the?
Is it 25th though?
Yes.
25th?
7:33.
Huh?
7:33 on here.
I looked it up. That was my mistake.
When Phil and I talked, it was the 31st Wednesday. That's what I wrote in my calendar book.
I bet you when I look at my calendar, my desk, I'm gonna say that too.
No, that's just for the public safety committee. So we have a property in town. This is a new law we passed in Schuyler. This will be our test case. Phil's gone there numerous times. They're dismantling vehicles. He told them to stop. They kind of blew them off. You know, it just goes on and on and on. So the committee's gonna meet, the public safety committee. They're gonna invite the owner. They're going to give him another chance to get things rectified. If not, they're gonna be able to bring in a outside contractor to start cleaning up the mess, and the amount that it costs will be applied to the property's tax bill. So we hope it doesn't come to that point, but you know,
That's kind of where we're headed.
So. Did I explain it good, Phil?
Great job.
Any questions for codes? No? All right. Very good. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. What was the final building permits we closed out at the end of the year?
58.
58 permits?
58. Good year. I mean, if there were big permits, there were good permits. There were a couple of industrial permits, but we had quite a few homes.
Yes.
Actually, 18, 19 homes.
Good. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Supervisors report. We had our election yesterday. I really want to thank the voters for turning out. We had 346 voters come. The weather was not the best. The votes were 135 yes, 211 no. So it did get voted down, and we know how the people feel, and we move on. So I want to thank the custodians. They were here all day. They did a great job. I want to thank Ron for running out and getting them food. I want to thank Jeff for his notary services. And I probably missed somebody, but I want to thank everybody. The Herkimer Board of Elections, they were very pleased. I talked to them today. So it was very good. Very good. Thank you. A resolution, the planning board has been meeting and discussing the Four Corners property. And Tony Halleck, the Herkimer IDA attorney, is here tonight. Jeff, did you want to just do a little intro what the planning board has done so far?
Yeah, sure. On our last meeting, the board voted to close seeker, adopt a negative resolution, and approve the Four Corners project. That consolidates the properties into a single parcel of land north of Route 5, which is currently commercial highway and planned development. So the zoning would be modified so that it would be planned development. Good?
Okay. So what it is, for those that are unfamiliar, there's a parcel of land down in Schuyler Corners. The Herkimer IDA has purchased it, and it's basically has three different zonings. The majority is PD. It's right on the map over there. And there's a small section that I believe is R1 and another small section that's CH. And they want to consolidate it all to one PD, which is the most restrictive. That would give the planning board total control over what goes in and hours of operation and everything. And it makes it more marketable. But Attorney Halleck's here tonight to answer any legal questions and to see if we kind of missed anything. And I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Supervisor. I think Mr. Dingman correctly summarized that the Planning Board has issued its determination under your zoning ordinance. Any final amendment of the map has to come to the Town Board. The property, the consolidation and re-subdivision is complete for all planning purposes. So the agency would like to move forward, as you correctly stated, to unify the zoning to something that's actually more restrictive. Not just for marketing, but it gives the planning board of the town more control over what goes in there, which we think is actually a benefit to the town long term. So I'm here this evening on behalf of the agency to ask this board to resolve to take the final step to notice a hearing on this and make the zone change. Any questions? Beyond that, it's a very simple matter at this point in time from the agency's perspective. But I'm happy to answer.
And we've had a lot of questions from the public, like what's going in there. There isn't a client yet. It hasn't even started to be marketed. So no one knows what's going in there. I met with John Pisek, the Herkimer IDA. I told him that's one of Skyler's best parcels. We'd like to see something nice go in there. You know,
I heartily agree.
Yeah, something nice. And
which is the planned development zone is the mechanism that gives the town and the planning board the ability to have some control over that.
Thank you. Any questions for Attorney Halleck?
Yeah. Who owns that land?
Currently?
Yeah.
The property is currently owned by the DeCristina family and a Giuliano family trust.
No, respectively. Who's buying it?
The Herkimer County Industrial Development Agency.
The county or the town?
No, the Industrial Development Agency. It is not the county. It is an independent public benefit corporation that supports commercial development within the county confines.
Okay, so if somebody wants to put something in there, who determines yes or no, the town or the county?
The ultimate determination is going to be made by the town planning board. Correct.
That is actually us, isn't it, Tony?
Yes.
You have to approve the zone change, but the rest of the determination will come under your plan development ordinance.
Because usually when they always usually send it to us and then we get final approval, but that's not going to be the case?
It's not the way I read your ordinance.
I think some of the more sensitive issues, Phil, you want to comment on that?
If that's...
Planning board only makes a recommendation to the town. And then the town board...
Ultimately
decides.
That's the way it's always been done as far as I...
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Okay.
Thank you, Phil. Any other questions for Attorney Halleck? Does the board have any questions? So I'd like to remind the board that we're going to need three votes to pass. Rodney Dodge is not here tonight. I'm assuming Councilman Giuliano will abstain from this vote. Councilman Dodge said if we did need him, we could call him. We do have that ordinance that allows televoting, but hopefully we won't need it. So I guess if there's no more questions, is there a motion to approve the planning board's recommendation? A motion by Giuliano, is there a second? Second by Sesney, clerk call the roll.
Giuliano.
Abstain.
Oh, yes, okay.
Actually, I made the motion. I think you said Giuliano.
He did.
He did.
I did, I'm sorry.
It was me that made the motion.
Okay.
Joey can't make the motion.
Kane is that, okay.
Yeah.
Kane. Sesney, yes. Lucente.
Aye.
Okay.
Done.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
When will that hearing be date set for?
Jeff, when are we going to hearing the date?
For the final?
For the final approval on the zoning map?
I'd have to check with the planning board.
No, this has to come before this hearing has to be before the town board. Under Article 20 of your, I would ask for it to be at the next immediate town board meeting.
Okay.
So we can do that next month.
Yes.
And the purpose of that would be making an amendment to the...
Yeah, only the town board has the authority to confirm the amendment to the zoning map.
Very good.
Thank you.
Do you need a recommendation from the planning board?
That the planning board has resolved to do that. They voted to do that and they've issued seekers complete.
I think you just did it, didn't you, Jeff?
Yes.
Made the recommendation?
On the 9th, last Wednesday night.
Right.
Yes.
Tony, I have a question. Who could take our map and make that change? What?
I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I've been trying to send everything to the county.
Okay.
But I'll certainly explore any options to get that done.
Maybe Kristen over at NIDA, Herkimer Planning would know how we could get that done.
Yep.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to do that next meeting, Tony?
Yes.
We have to have a public hearing first?
Yes.
Yes. So Jeff, you'll do the public notice that we're going to have a public hearing before the next meeting to discuss an amendment to the map.
Do you want it before, like, the same date as the next meeting or before?
No, do it the same date as the next meeting.
Like at 5:30 or something?
Right, and the public notice will send out 10 business days before the meeting. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Set the town dumpster. So we got four weekends. We're going to be doing the town dumpster in 2024. April 20th and 21st. June 8th and 9th, August 17th and 18th, and October 19th and 20th. So, good night, Phil. Is everyone okay with those dates?
Yep.
And Jeff will put them on the website and make sure they kind of match. Barb's already done the permits, so we're good to go.
Permits the same as last year?
What's that?
$10, same as last year?
Yes. Maybe we should raise it, Ron, or?
Let's raise it to 173.
My wife's going to pay it anyway, so do what you got to do.
Okay, so the dumpster days are set. You got them down, Jeff?
Yep, got them.
Okay. Had a call from a voter, and I talked to Phil about this. This lady has some green waste in the spring. She has some green waste in the fall. She was wondering if there was any way to maybe have the highway garage yard open on a Friday for green waste, or have something where the highway guys might come over and pick something up. It wouldn't be, I told her we got to set a limit because we've had people cutting down trees and calling us up. She said, you know, she would only have no more than maybe 15 bags. And I talked to her quite a while on the phone, and I know, it's probably something that a lot of people look for in the spring, especially if they have a small car and they don't have, the capability of moving stuff. But Phil was very good. He has gone and helped many, many people. And I know we don't want to, you know, get into it too deep, but Phil, any suggestions what we might be able to do?
I mean, to try to do a green waste pickup throughout the whole town, mm-hmm. probably going to be really costly.
Yeah.
we don't have adequate for any of that or anything. And, would it be a possibility? I understand not everybody has a truck or a way to get the waste in the garage. That we could just implement a small fee and somebody could place a phone call to me and then we'll get it.
That's an idea.
Because, you know, if you don't offer it to everybody,
yeah,
you know.
Got a man and gas and a truck. Yeah.
Right, but they're going to pay for it. What did you have in mind for a small fee?
I'd like to keep it reasonable, but then you don't want to keep it too low where everybody calls you for
right.
everything.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. Why can't, there's a bit about a small fee. People are paying taxes. What do we get for our taxes? Well, we get our road plowed.
Yeah.
Why can't they come around once or twice a year like they used to do and pick up stuff from people that's along the side of the road?
Phil?
I've been in town for 25 years and we've never done a green waste pickup.
Well, I've been in town for longer than that, and I remember when they had waste pickup, and that was on Route 5.
Really?
So maybe it's something you can look into because, I mean, you know, here's the thing. You get a lot of people that don't have a truck, pickup truck, mm-hmm. whatever. It makes it more convenient for them to put the stuff out by the curb. They come along, they pick it up. You know, it's not our job.
Yeah, absolutely, but that's still going to come at a cost.
Oh, how much is that going to cost? You go out one day. Come on, you got three guys on a truck.
To do okay. a town-wide pickup is going to never be accomplished in one day.
Okay, so say it takes two or three days, okay?
But you're talking green-waste pickup, it takes weeks.
You're talking about if some old person has some leaves that want to be picked up, charge them a small fee. I mean, come on, be real. You know?
We're opening our yard, Bill, for anybody that wants
right.
to pick up.
We do make that.
I'm talking about people that can't, people that don't have a pickup, you know, the older people.
I understand.
Why can't they make an exception for them?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. The problem is if you favor something, you know, somebody calls and says, hey, I can't do it. Well, then you should do it for everybody. You can't, you know.
You open up a can of worms.
Who you're going to do it for.
They definitely used to have it because I remember when it was coming through on Route 5. And I think that the time was, when we moved down there, 82, 81?
I never remember it, never.
Yeah, 81, 82. I remember distinctly because I put some glass out there and they couldn't take the glass.
Huh. How about, Phil, what if we tried for 1 week and see how many calls we get? And if it gets out of hand, we'll have to revisit it, but what do you think?
As far as, you know, like what do you mean, like how wide are we?
Well, you know what, maybe because we don't know what we're gonna get, maybe we could do, West Schuyler for 1 week and limited to less than one pickup truck of green waste. And
I honestly think it's gonna place a huge burden on us. Mm-hmm. Three-man crew to be able to pick up the whole town green waste.
Excuse me, why not check the records going back to 81 and 82 and see what days they were scheduled on and take it from there?
But I will say that back in 81, 82, I think, and Phil, you correct me if I'm wrong, I think at that time we had a five-man crew. But
we had a seven-man crew at one time.
Did we really? Now they're down to just three guys. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can say, well, don't charge the people. But there's no such thing as a free lunch. You know, if you start doing that, it's going to have to come out of your taxes or something.
Right.
Somehow, somebody's got to pay for it.
Well, but the point I'm trying to make, though, you know, what do we get for our taxes in the town? We get our rope plow.
I know myself, I was telling somebody, I've gone out last year alone three times, and I know Phil has. I've used my own truck and picked up stuff because you kind of do feel for people. There's some people that just don't have a way to get it there. I don't know.
Somebody called me and said, I got a little bit of green waste. You guys can go pick up. I don't have a problem. It's just what you know.
You don't want it abused.
Somebody you got to do for everybody.
Yeah,
and
true.
We're just not managing for it right now at this time. I know the town of Deerfield just bought a vac truck last year for picking up leaves, and that was $350,000.
Yeah, everything's expensive nowadays.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be a huge investment in order just to get it going. We'd probably need more employees in order to do it. It'd be quite an undertaking.
Could we do this, Tony? Could we try it, like, say, like on an as-needed basis, with giving Phil some discretion? And what? I had to figure $50. What would you figure? You got to get something.
Yeah, I don't want to price it out ridiculous, because obviously, are obviously elderly already, and
you haven't got much money.
I might not have a lot of money to begin with, so I wouldn't want to kill nobody, but I would just like to maybe discourage people who still can do it to not.
That's why I said about the as needed.
To not be able to do it now, so.
You could kind of weigh and measure.
Yeah.
I would assume this lady is from Austin.
I would assume, yeah.
And the lady that called you?
Oh, they called me. I picked up stuff on Beverly, Austin. It's a lot of the very nice neighborhoods, but, you know, a lot of people don't have
she's
a way to.
One lady that talked to me. She's
Ryan Cornish just called. I helped him.
She's a widow. I mean, it's kind of. What did you figure? Maybe $20.
You got to sell it, maybe. Just
cover the gas.
Yeah, cover the expense and just to keep it so that, you know.
But like I said,
it doesn't get out of hand and out of control, and you can't keep up with it.
Yeah, you can't control. You can't just go and do it for somebody that just doesn't feel like doing it.
Right.
Right.
Very true.
I mean, obviously, you still have to. You know, if you got the ability, yes. You know.
Yes.
But I know this one particular lady that I talked to is. She has to load. She's got a little tiny little car, and she has to put it in the trunk of her car.
There's a lot of people that do bring it in their, you know, their cars, but bag it up or whatever, they bring it over.
A lot of trips, though.
Yeah.
I'd be good with what Phil says. Charge a fee, and then once the week's over, we'll meet. If it wasn't really abused, there wasn't that much activity, you might even want to refund their money.
And, you know, like a lot of times when there's a storm and stuff like that, you know, we understand that people got stuff down and everything, and then, you know, we'll pick up some stuff at that point.
Do we have to do it on a particular
basis? Just make sure.
We just kind of do it on an as needed.
It would be up to Phil. I think in the beginning he's not sure how busy he's going to be, so you might want to set just a 1 week period and see where it goes instead of, you know, as time goes on and we get familiar with the process, I think we can tailor it to what's going to work for us. Mm-hmm. Is that something you think might work, Phil? We could try?
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to try something. You know, I understand people's position and, you know, the way things are for them. You know, I've got no problem with that. Like I said, it's not that I don't want to do it, just that I don't think it would be useful. I think it
would
cost a lot of money.
Now, give it a shot and see how it goes.
You think we should kind of leave it to Phil's discretion, like when they call? If somebody's an able-bodied person.
I think what we'll do is we'll put it on next month's agenda, let Phil think it over, talk to the men, and then in the spring we can put something in the newsletter and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I'll contact a couple of neighboring towns.
Right.
Green waste pickup, and I'll give an idea how much they're spending here, and how much time is
involved for that. Oh, I'm sure it's expensive.
No, I'm sure it is.
Because they got the loaders and the flaggers.
To get
and
out of it,
but I guess if I presented my side wrong, I apologize. I didn't really want you out there with payloaders running the roads, but I was just thinking if somebody calls up and they say, "Hey, I got a pile of lilac branches. Can you help me? I don't have a truck or anything."
Sure,
yeah, we'd help them out, and
I wholeheartedly agree with that. Because, especially, I guess because I'm a senior citizen myself, you gotta look out for the elderly a bit, you know.
Yeah. Can we use your pickup truck?
What's that?
No, nothing. I said, can we use your pickup truck?
Oh, sure.
Not only that, it promotes good relations between the town and the elderly folks that can't do a lot of that stuff, you know.
Yep.
And it lets them know that they're still a resident. You know.
Thanks, Phil, for being open-minded on this, and very good. Okay, so we'll be discussing that again. I forgot something. So I'm glad Rodney Dodge isn't here tonight, because, you know, for the longest time I've wanted to do a dedication to Kenneth Dodge, who was a supervisor here for many, many years. He was instrumental in, you know, the design and construction of this building, and, you know, I often think of him and all the work he did. So I would like to name this meeting room after him, if the board's okay with it. I wrote Town Hall Meeting Room Name Dedication for Kenneth Dodge. Whereas Kenneth Dodge was a lifelong resident of the town of Schuyler, and whereas Kenneth Dodge held several elected positions within the town of Schuyler, and whereas Kenneth M. Dodge, as town supervisor, directed and oversaw the construction of the current Schuyler Town Hall located at 2090 Route 5 in Utica, New York, and whereas Kenneth M. Dodge was a valued member of the community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in acknowledgement of the past service and generosity of Kenneth M. Dodge, and in recognition of past benefits to the town, the large meeting slash courtroom within the town of Schuyler Hall, located at 2090 Route 5 in Utica, will be known as the Kenneth M. Dodge Meeting Room. I put something in here about name presentation. The full name Kenneth M. Dodge will be displayed, with the full name covering a space of no less than 4 square feet to be located above the 2 vestibule bifold doors entering the large meeting room. So it would be just out here. Termination rights. In the event the town board, the town of Schuyler, votes by a supermajority to rescind the above honorary name for the large meeting room courtroom located within the town hall located at 2090 Route 5 in Utica, New York, a monetary gift in the amount of $3,000 is to be paid within 7 days of this vote to immediate family member or other representative who can exercise the necessary consent rights. I put that in there because one thing that bothers me is so many times within the community something is named after a person, and then, you know, 3-4 years later another board comes in and just changes the name. It happened to my mother, and you know, she started the North Utica Senior Citizen Center, and you know, I think it kind of hits the family a little bit hard when something was dedicated, they're very proud, and then it's taken away. So I wanted to put this termination rights clause in there. Tony, you think that's legal?
I'm not your town attorney,
but you play one on TV.
I have two problems with it.
Okay.
So I don't believe that it is. The second point would be the termination and giving the money might be an illegal gift.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as usurping the rights of a future board to a supermajority, I don't know that the town law allows that. I think a majority vote has to govern.
Okay.
That's without looking at anything.
Okay.
Is there anything that we can do to supersede another town board? Just say that this is cannot be rescinded. You can't do that.
I'm not aware of any right to do that. I'm sorry. I'm happy to look into it, but I'm just not aware of that right.
Okay. Well, we can always amend this resolution at a later time. So I am going to cross out supermajority to majority, and I'm going to cross out the monetary gift to be paid within 7 business days. And the last thing is recommendation that the above resolution naming the Kenneth M. Dodge Room be approved. So I'll open it up for discussion amongst the board. If you want to talk it over, or you want to table it, or you think it's not a good idea.
I'm ready to make a motion.
You're ready to make a motion? You act quick, Eric. Betty, what do you think?
I second it.
Oh, you want to second it? Joe?
Absolutely.
You're good with that, too? Okay, so clerk, call the roll.
Juliana.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Sessing.
Aye.
Lucente.
Aye. So, thank you. Where am I? Let's get back to my thing. Uh-oh, another thing I want to do. So,
believe.
The town of Schuyler hasn't had a community dinner in many, many years. We used to have them up at the VFW, and it was really kind of nice. You'd go up there, and everybody kind of joined in, and they always had me doing dishes. But, you know, it was fun. And the VFW really hasn't had any dinners in years. So I'd like to try to have a community dinner again. I think it builds unity. I have some sponsors that are going to be offsetting the cost of this dinner, which would bring the price of the dinner down about $15. And that would be a full dinner with everything and hors d'oeuvres. It would be at a restaurant. And that's my idea. So I've been working on it for a couple months, and Barb's starting to get some checks. I met with Barb. I'm going to be working with Barb and V and me and Joanne. So the four of us are going to be working on the dinner committee. And so that's how I'd like to proceed. What do you think?
Keep going.
Keep going? You're okay with that? And like I said, if we don't sell a lot of tickets, we won't do it again. But, you know, I probably got about $5,500 in donations to go toward the dinner already. So.
Was it going to be the VFW?
No, we're going to have it at a restaurant.
Oh, okay, all right. Figure it out then.
Tony, what do you think of the dinner? You're okay. The lawyer said good, so we can eat. All right. All right, thank you. Just wanted to make you aware so everybody's on board. Deputy Supervisor, last but not least, Ron, what do you... Wait, Joanne.
The only thing I have is the FEMA paperwork has been compiled and put together, and as far as I know, it's been forwarded to FEMA for review. They will send it back with any changes they'd like to see made, but it looked pretty good to me.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you for all your efforts, Ron.
Yeah, I really want to thank Ron.
A lot of work.
He's gone to numerous meetings, and boy, if you have trouble sleeping at night, read the flood mitigation law. That'll put you right out. Thanks, Ron. Highway Superintendent Phil Johnson. Phil?
Not a whole lot to report. I did have a meeting with Assemblyman Smullen and Legislator Bono. We did go out in Sterling Creek and take a look at it. He did say that he was going to contact the state officials, and we may have a meeting about see if there's any possibilities to get anything done down there. Other than that, just finally got a little bit of taste of winter. Guys have been doing a great job keeping roads clear.
I've had a lot of nice comments on the road. Thank you, Phil. Even last night during the vote, I don't know who it was, but two or three times they came in here and sanded and made sure everything was good. So, thank you. I come home from Utica. Sometimes the roads are bad. I'm always happy to hit that Schuyler border, knowing they're going to be. What do you think, Ron? Are the roads good in Schuyler?
Well, if you don't think they're good in Schuyler, take a ride over to Frankfort.
Oh, okay. Frankfort, okay.
All you got to do is cross over Dyke Road.
You got problems?
You're in a whole new world.
Okay, we'll stay on this side of the
yes,
river.
Yes, it's a good idea to stay on this side.
Okay.
Unless they're here.
Water board report, Betty. Is the water still flowing? Or?
Still flowing. We haven't had a meeting since my last report. Last meeting was December 4th. There's going to be no meeting this month either because our meeting date falls on a legal holiday, Martin Luther King Day. And so I guess probably the next meeting will be probably not until February. So that'd be the February 5th on Monday morning.
Are you
Monday
still?
Monday evening, 5 o'clock. Okay, and then I'll have a report for that meeting, for the next meeting.
We're very fortunate because we got Betty on the water board and George, our assessor's on the water board, so we have good representation and thank you.
Are they going to be moving forward this year with the? Very good.
Which the Graham Road?
Next year, I think.
Okay. Which what? With
down 5?
Yes. So We were talking about it last night out in the parking lot. They're trying to alter the design to bring the cost down a little bit more. And they're thinking of bringing a water line in from the Gainesville area into Herkimer that would help. And that would be on a separate project, but it would mean that the diameter pipe going down 5 could be smaller, therefore it'd be less cost, therefore it'd be more flow. And, you know, they lost quite a few engineers, the Mohawk Valley and the engineering firm. And so that's been a hold up. But I've been told that they're gonna try to put it up to bid this year. And so we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. And it's got to be under the funding level we told the voters. If it's not, it's got to be revoted.
Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of what the state makes us do. So any questions for Betty on the water? George, anything you want to add? So Jeff, have you wait a minute. We got the fire chief with us tonight, John Schultz. John, anything with the fire department or?
So at the end of the year meeting, we had openings. We had a special election last night. John DeCannon is the new company president.
John DeCannon.
And he will be your point of contact for like contract and stuff like that.
Okay.
And also Bob Reska is now the assistant chief of the fire company for 24 and 25.
Thanks. Thank you. Got a good man there. When the bull ran me over in the barn and I couldn't get up, he came in the ambulance and took care of me. Good man, Bobby Reska. So thanks, John, for the update, and thank you for all your service with the fire department. And it seems like you guys are going out all the time, and a lot of stuff going on.
Nature of the beast.
Yeah. And they're under so many. I wish you could sit in one of these meetings and hear the mandates they're under. They have to change the tires and the equipment and the air tanks and the hats and the helmets. It's just, we've almost, in this state, priced the volunteer firemen right out of business. It's sad. It really is sad. And something that started as a...
Over-regulated.
Yep. Yep. So, oh well. Okay, we're back, Jeff. We don't forget about you. Planning board, is there anything we missed or what's happening? You got a convenience store that might be coming in? And...
Yep, so the we're waiting on the payment of their application fee, but the February 7th will be the public hearing on the ADK food and fuel.
Okay.
So that's going to be in the business park.
Okay.
So
that's going to be nice, I think. You know, the entrance to the business park, there's going to be a convenience store.
Yep.
It's going to look like the Adirondack Fuel over in Frankfort,
yep.
Although it's not going to have a lot of the truck driver features, no showers.
Yeah, no showers, right.
Or elongated parking spots or anything like that. But 24 hours and a drive-through, I'm told, like coffee and pizza, and someone said maybe fish fries on Friday. Or
yeah, a lot more food, he said, than the other.
I think they just tell me that because they know I like fish fries. But anyway, so it looks good. The plans look good, and we're happy to have them here.
Yep,
so,
absolutely.
Good. Okay, very good. So where are we going now? ZBA meeting. Ron, did we have to have a meeting or no?
We did it. We did it end of the year.
Okay.
Closure meeting, but we didn't have any decisions to make.
Okay, good. All right, I guess we'll open the floor up then to resident comment. If any residents have any comment you want to bring up or?
I do.
Yes.
Other towns have pictures and signs of their veterans displayed proudly up and down the town, you know? Why can't Skyler do something like that?
Okay. Oh, you mean like on the poles?
Yes.
Yeah, that is kind of nice. I saw it on the parkway and
it's
kind of nice.
They have in Utica, I think, Rome.
Griffiths Air Force Base.
Okay.
Up and down there.
And I think I did look up on the internet here. I mean, I think anyone can do it. You just gotta, probably there's regulations on what we can put on a telephone pole, right, Phil?
Probably.
But maybe we can.
Stuff along
yeah.
Most all communities have something, you know, they do their high school graduates.
Yeah, I noticed that Frankfurt Poland, you'll see them on the polls, the graduates.
Yep.
Those would be probably true.
On Veterans Day, I went up to the VFW, and I think there were maybe four or five people, and car pulled up, and this fellow was helped out. He could barely walk. He was so proud to be there. Stephen Galinsky, 100 years old, World War II veteran. And there's not many of those folks left. And he lives right in Schuyler, still in his own home. So.
Wow. God,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay, very good. Any other comments? Barb, did we forget anything?
No.
Bill?
I think so.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I know you guys wanted the solar thing, and now you know how the people felt. And just a question. You sent these out. We got two of them. I've talked to neighbors. They've got four or five of them. Okay. It's kind of one-sided because you guys wanted this to vote yes. Why wasn't it just plain, say, come out and vote?
Tommy, okay. We put it out to vote just like we did the East Skyler water, the West Skyler water, and the town board could have pushed this through, but we didn't do that. We gave it to the people to vote, and they stated what they wanted.
I understand
that. And it's all good.
I understand
it. It's all good.
But this reminder to come out and vote says, vote yes. It should have just been plain.
There was a potential $3 million to your town, plus different, it was a potential.
And most of those were mailed out by the Borelux company. You know, does it say on there Borelux?
Right.
Yeah,
so they sent it out.
So we can't tell them what to print. I didn't even look at those. They mailed them out from Canada.
So it didn't
come from our budget.
Take from our tax money.
The brochure was paid for by us. That big fold-out
yeah.
was paid for
but
this guy, but not the brochures.
Okay. Because I thought it was one-sided.
They asked me what I thought after they mailed it out. I said, I think you're mailing out too many. I think you're... I mean, I don't know. You can't tell people what to do.
Okay.
Right. But, thank you. Any other comments? All right, well, okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you everyone for coming, and be careful heading home. The wind is getting high.